Right. So starting with the balance sheet, a very strong balance sheet, $284 million in the bank account at the end of
Any
June.
debt?
No debt.
Wow.
No
That's a lot of
debt.
cash. That's a war chest.
Yeah, and with the study being 227 to build Los Ricos South, and we've already spent $7 million of that already. Look, we're gonna, the study's about 18 months old. Inflation in the mining industry in Mexico is running 8 to 10%. So, you're looking about 250 for the build. That's where we are. I think it's a very conservative study. I think we're gonna come right in around that number. So we have all the capital for that. Our operating mine, which has about 5 years of reserves left, is even at these prices, been a little bit of a pullback, but still even here, $55, $60 million a year in free cash flow US.
That's great.
Yeah, so we have no need for debt.
Brad Langille, Go Gold. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Great, Andy. Great. We're doing really good.
Yeah, you are. You had some great news that I want to get to. And to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Go Gold. But let's talk real quick about the 2026 Rule Symposium. You're here last year, here this year. Is there a difference? Or tell me about your experience so far.
You know, the experience is great. I mean, for me, this is the best kind of retail, high net worth retail conference, and some institution as well in the business. And I've known Rick. I mean, he's a legend in the business. I've known him for, the last 25, 30 years as we've been building companies in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, you've had some great news, really, and that got me. I always love the assets, but there was just a, I don't want to say, there's just some uncertainty about what's going on in Mexico, but you guys have come through. Tell me about that. What happened about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, we have a permit. We have a permit for Los Ricos South.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And, for us, it was a long time coming, about 3 years. But I want to dive into that just a little bit because, it's been 30 years in Mexico, and this is not the first mine we built. This is number five we're building now. So, really, what happened in Mexico, we've had two administrations, same party, but AMLO, the past president, basically shut down issuing permits. And it was more around politics and his populist, being a populist leader. Now, Claudia Sheinbaum, same party, but she came in, and in October coming, it'll be 2 years she's been in office. And really, she would be, center left. She wants those great social programs for the people in Mexico, the poor segment of the population, which is great. But I think she's also a very intelligent person, and she has a PhD in physics, green transition. But she also knows she needs a real strong economy if
She
she's
has to pay
going to.
for them.
Yeah, she's got to pay for them, and she's well aware of that. So she has been doing a good job getting things moving. You have to remember there's a big backlog in Mexico when she came into the job. There's 100 continuing operational permits to get done. And then at the end of the year, Silver Tiger, who's kind of one of our group out of Halifax there, it got its permit for an open pit, and then us for the underground mine, and another company out of Halifax is Axo, and there, I think they'll be getting a permit potentially here over the short term as well. So how did that happen? 30 years in Mexico, we have always endeavored to do things the correct way with the communities, environmentally. We have a project, our operating mine, Parral, which is really an environmental cleanup where we develop new technology, cleaning up old mine waste and making a lot of money doing it for ourselves and the community that we operate in. So those things got us a permit.
Had an impact.
Yes.
Had a really good impact. Well, yeah, it was interesting how you navigated this and really how everybody's navigating this, but it's really encouraging for mining in Mexico, really. Things are headed in the right direction.
Yes, and just add one other thing to that. You think that, and how she's been there about a year and a half. And really, our file really started to get worked on about a year ago. So there's a lot of dead time there where the file just sat there. So really, It was more like it was a year for us to get that permit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, talk a little bit about, give me an update on the company. Talk to me about what you guys got. Talk to me about your treasury, how much cash you got, and then share structure and how you're poised to take advantage of all this, build a mine, and go into production.
Right. So starting with the balance sheet, a very strong balance sheet, $284 million in the bank account at the end of June.
Any debt?
No debt.
Wow. That's no a lot debt. Of cash. That's a war chest.
Yeah. And with the study being $227 to build Los Ricos South, and we've already spent $7 million of that already. Look, the study's about 18 months old. Inflation in the mining industry in Mexico is running 8 to 10%.
Okay.
So, you know, you're looking about $250 for the build. Mm-hmm. That's where we are. I think it's a very conservative study. I think we're going to come right in around that number. So we have all the capital for that. Our operating mine, which has about 5 years of reserves left, is even at these prices, been a little bit of a pullback, but still even here, $55, $60 million a year in free cash flow US.
That's so great.
Yeah, so we have no need for debt. So we just continue along here and build. I can't stress enough that we weren't wasting our time when we're waiting for that permit. We were there doing detailed engineering. And detailed engineering, for your listeners who haven't been through this before, you know, you have three studies, basically. You have a PEA,
right.
That's plus or minus 50%.
Right.
That's a scoping study. You have a pre-feas, plus or minus 25, and then you have a full feas, which is plus or minus 10.
Yep.
So that's what we did. And then from full feas, now when you're getting ready to build this, you got to do the blueprints, and that's your detailed engineering.
Right.
So that was supposed to be the first four or five months of our 24-month build.
Yeah.
But that 80% of that was done before we ever broke ground.
Yeah.
So we got a little bit in our back pocket of that 24 months before first pour.
Way to go.
Yeah. No, we got that in our back pocket. So next month in August, we'll be pushing dirt.
Yeah.
You know.
It's happening then.
Yeah, this is definitely happening. All the cash to do it. And it's truly shovel ready, and we're going to be at her. And we've already...
That's exciting.
We've already, for example, 4 months ago, we ordered long lead time items. Because we were always knew we were going to get a permit.
Right.
It's just timing.
It's just when.
Yeah. So we ordered the SAG mill, filter presses. So we're off to the races.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic as a shareholder. And as a new shareholder that I am, I couldn't be more pleased. Brad, give us, we just gave a lot why people, investors should be paying attention to. But is there anything that you can talk about over the next few months that's really going to be newsworthy that investors, new investors or potential investors should be keen on?
Yeah, what we'll be talking about over the next few months will be, one, obviously breaking ground, which I mentioned. We've been letting contracts like our underground contract we've awarded that to the largest underground contractor in Mexico. Our earthworks contract, we're within weeks away from awarding that contract. That'll be the first one to get underway here in August, start pushing the dirt, and then we'll start that portal. It'll probably be October. We'll be starting the portal. That is the critical path for the build, is the underground. And but that is scheduled in there conservatively. We don't see any issue with that. It's a bulk underground mine, average stope, 11 meters wide. And I really think this is a point I would like to make. Today we produce 2 million ounces at our operating mine, 12 years of doing that. And Los Ricos South, we add another 7.3 million ounces to that.
Jeez.
So that brings us over 9 million ounces.
You're a tier one asset.
That's right. It's all in sustaining costs at $12. So, and then the next piece of the puzzle, and we like to think of this as a district build.
Yeah.
Los Ricos South, 24 months in the study to get to that first pour. But at the same time we're doing that, we're going to have our engineering team in the north. We're doing the work on engineering, and we'll be doing some more drilling up there, infill. And even before we have a feasibility study, which we'll have by, say, mid-next year, we will be applying for our permit. Because we'll have enough data to apply for the permit with the Mexican government. I really think, you know, they'll do their work. They're very diligent in the work around permits. But now that we have one permit in the district, I think the second one will come easier.
Yeah.
And
they're familiar with you and all of that.
Yes, all of that. And we want to apply for that permit in the next 6 to 9 months.
Love the aggression, Brad.
Yeah.
Love the aggression.
And that brings us to 15 to 17 million ounces. So that's a very large
mid-tier. That's very large.
Yeah.
That's very, very large. Mid-tier
at $12 all-in cost.
Yeah.
So the final thing on that, if you look at Los Ricos South and you look at the life of mine plan, we're fortunate that the Eagle area, which we've been so excited about over the years, some of the best results in the industry as far as drilling. There's an area there that in the first 18 months of full commercial production, even at these prices, will bring in close to $500 million after tax of free cash flow in 18 months. So if you think it's $250 to build it, in 18 months, you'll pay it back twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very, I don't know what they know. I was going to say very, that's not even Warren Buffett. That's just out of this world. That's
yeah,
insane.
No, it's a great asset. It's a really tier one asset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And congratulations to you. I'll give a shout out to all the your shareholders in Atlanta and my neck of the woods that are going to be watching this. I'll
great
this
shareholders up there.
Yeah.
Great shareholders. Yeah.
They support you and are very excited about the project. But Brad, if people want to do more due diligence about you guys, what's your website? What exchanges are you traded on? And what are your tickers? And if you, yeah.
Yeah. So it's www.goldresources.com, the website. GLGDF over the OTC in the U.S. on the main board in Canada, GGD.
Very good. We'll put, I'll have my producer, Kobe, put all that in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. Brad, always a pleasure seeing you. Look forward to seeing you again next year.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Take care.